Ensemble number 32, entitled Omar Sharif, and modeled by Chief's Defense Man Billy Charlesboy, who hails from, if I can read the card here, Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Notice the padded shoulders,
nice,
giving Billy the 40s look. Keep in mind that the perfect accessory for the man in your life is a season ticket to the Chiefs games.
I look like some cock-sucking faggot.
Seen Reggie Brady?
Joe, I don't care, man. Enough is enough. Nowhere in my contract does it say I gotta make a fool out of myself. Am I right? Hey,
have you seen Dunlap or Brady?
I'm gonna flash him, Joe.
Oh, now,
I'm gonna walk down that stinking aisle. I'm gonna open this faggot bathrobe and wiggle my dick at him.
You will not.
Yes, I am, Joe. And you know why? Because I want you to have a heart attack and die so that we never have to do this shit again. You and your fucking fashion show.
Good publicity. You fellas have not been drawing him in the way you have in the past.
I'm gonna wiggle it at him, you cheap bastard. I'm telling you, you better be prepared, because when I yank it out, everybody in that audience, with the exception of my wife, is going to be running for the exits.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, one John Papa Giorgio. With me today, we have the original cast, the current lasting cast. We got Veronica Johnson.
Hello.
Good. Glad you didn't have any attitude about your full name going out on air today. You've
I
given
still
up.
Don't like it, but
you've
whatever.
Given up.
I have given up.
You've given up. Was that a cell phone I heard?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And we have Joel Goldstein. Joel,
my phone's on silent.
Thank you. Thank you for common courtesy. As Veronica texts and flicks me the bird. Okay,
it's
then.
It's Kim. I was going to tell her to listen.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
That's,
all right.
Oh, that's acceptable.
It's Kimberly. It's okay.
Yeah, well, Kim's hot, so hi, Kim. You can listen to Papa's Basement every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We feed via www.fcac.org/WEBR, because every good radio station should be fed via URL and not listened to on air.
Yeah.
And you can find archives of the show at inpapasbasement.com. Also, some of my writing and other good stuff. And a lot of hardcore pornography.
Are you serious?
That?
No, I do not have porn on my website, but it would really generate some traffic.
Yeah, porn always does.
It does wonders. I love it. I'm a fan. So we have a great show lined up. First, before I toss out my lineup, either you characters have anything from your week away? You're weak in the cold, wild world without this show?
I gave you my one thing, but I don't really know if it's worth discussing too much in depth. Just the fact that I was made to look like some big radio guy.
Yeah, yeah. Joel's mom told people that he was, quote-unquote, in radio, which, yeah. Of course,
oh,
as soon as some some upstart crap band hear these words, they're immediately bugging Joel, what, to play something on air?
It wasn't so much that the band's probably actually good, even though the music's not really my style.
I don't care if they're good. They just bands are like sharks smelling blood in the water.
Yeah.
Anybody with a demo is like a shark.
No, it's not an actual demo. It's an actual like press CD, and they've got like a record deal through All American Rejects. They're okay. They're just not my cup of tea when I'm like driving around. They'd be like the kind of music you hear in the background of like the Real World.
Yeah,
or some
I was gonna
other...
say an MTV show.
Yeah,
like Snooki just blew someone. Okay. So there's your saga, Veronica, as you sit arms crossed with your fingers deep in your armpits.
Thanks.
Yeah, you look like Molly Shannon.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
You going to sniff those, superstar?
They're on my arm.
Whatever. Can't change the truth.
Y'all are crazy.
Can't change the truth.
No, I don't have much. I went to Michigan. It was cold, cold, cold.
Michigan sounds like a paradise on earth. Does it house that jewel of this country known as Detroit? Yes, it does.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the jewel that referred to Kim.
No. The jewel of Kim, no.
Oh, my God, I'm going to punch you.
We will get to Kim later.
No, we will not. Absolutely not.
Fine. We will not discuss your adorable younger cousin on air later.
I actually went to Michigan to see her and her family.
Okay.
It was good to see everybody. And then I hung out with a friend.
Were there any trips to Victoria's Secret to cheer each other up? And then you had a pillow fight?
No, we did not go to Victoria's Secrets. I went there before the trip.
Oh, and bought things for Kim, which she then tried on in front
of him. Yeah, I bought things for my little cousin to try on. You're a sick pervert.
I have seen movies with plots like this, and that is my way of figuring out reality.
Yeah, so. Pornhub, no.
Yes. Pornhub, is that a real site?
I don't know.
We will have to find out after the show.
You know, I think you're missing a big point. She says she hung out with a friend. Was this of a male variety?
perhaps.
Oh, whoa, God.
See, and then you brought up Victoria's Secret for before she went there, and then she hung out with a friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See, I paid attention.
Yeah, way to do that. That is a skill I sorely, but man, she went to get icing on the Krispy Kreme then.
Oh, my God, shut up.
Wow. So tell us about this adventure with this man folk.
I'm not discussing
a little bit? How was this character met? Is this like a guy that you knew from back in the day?
Yeah.
And I take it there's been some texting with an S in front of it?
No. Some sex. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I like how I spell. Oh, wow. Some sexting.
There was no denial there.
Yeah.
I was expecting instant denial.
I said I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. So this is a tall Michigan lad with blonde hair and clear eyes.
Green eyes, actually.
And
yeah,
a dirty conscience. And
you're so wrong.
So you two had been flirting back and forth for how long before this? Before Kim thinks you're going up there for her, and then you just split off one night.
Oh, my God. It was so not like
leaving her at a bar. She's like, Veronica, you're my ride. Veronica, where are you?
You're ridiculous. No, he's just a buddy.
And you're out at a Motel 6.
Oh, my God. No, you're at his place. Thank you very much.
Oh, his place?
Yeah, he has a house in Grand Rapids.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it wasn't like the sex scene from Fargo where they're banging to the Johnny Carson show.
Absolutely not. You are so disgusting.
Okay. And you go to his house. Who else is living there? Anyone?
No.
Just his house.
Yeah,
he's a big boy. He owns his own house. Yeah.
What's that like?
He's a grown adult.
What's that like? I could not even afford a Fisher-Price plastic fake kid house to put in my backyard
right now.
Speaking
of things that you can't afford, I did pay attention to last week's episode.
Yes.
Apparently you have a car now?
Yeah, I've got
a car.
Yeah, I got a car.
What'd you get?
I got a Hyundai Elantra. It was the upgraded package, so it actually looks nice inside, and I like it.
Good for you.
It definitely trounces the Focus I totaled, so whatever. And it's spiffy as hell and clean inside.
You know, my little brother just got a Focus, and I really like it.
The new one?
Car. Yeah. It's a cute car.
Both are check cars.
Yeah, you know, what can I say? I'm such a friggin' cheap bastard at heart.
Well, he has a Ford.
I'm so embarrassed that I'm cheaper than the guy named Goldstein on the show, but I definitely am. I'm like, give me the four-cylinder gas zipper.
But you know what? Even though I'm mocking the fact that you did buy a check car, this is a big step for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just replacing what I had, yeah.
It doesn't matter. This is a step up.
I realized my life was in a shambles when I didn't, you know, I totaled the car and it moved back home for a bit. And, you know, so I'm digging the way back out, I guess.
So when's the ETA on you getting out of the basement?
I'm just looking at good jobs wherever they may be, man. But
I guess the job's got to come first.
Yeah, I don't want to because I actually got someone, a couple friends barking up my tree to just move to L.A., and I'm like, could I think of a more wasteful thing to do with my cash? Like, do I really just want to wipe my ass with Ben Franklin's? Because I know how I'd get when I'm out there. I'd try to bang every Mexican chick in sight, and I'd go broke in 3 weeks.
Oh, are you sure you just wouldn't stay inside and play Magic the Gathering the whole time?
Okay, we have one show where we don't say that phrase.
If I'm making fun of him and not talking about it.
Yes.
Come on.
Still.
You know, there's nothing... There is nothing funny about a powerful spell. No.
Okay, now see, that's bad, Veronica.
Okay.
If I'm making fun of him, that's good.
I'm going to veer us away. We're going to talk about real subjects other than...
Thank you, God.
Well, we're going to talk about earthquakes, not of the variety in the bed Veronica was getting rocked in last weekend.
Shut up.
How was it? Was it good? Just give.
Who says that we did that? We were just my buddy.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to turn the tables. What's up with you and your girl? Apparently, on last week's show, you're no more or like, what's the deal?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the text conversation that you and I had about that, you stupid jerk.
Oh, wait. I want to hear about this.
I don't remember what I say.
Before I left for Michigan.
Oh.
And you were like,
I
told her to F off because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, congratulations. You are officially the biggest jerk on the planet.
I can officially summarize things. They're in a horrible, weird limbo where Joel, the pertinent fact here is I'm apparently not getting any. So that and to Veronica, I'm apparently more than friends. But a guy defines more than friends with my genitals have been near your face in the past 48 hours. So we're friends, according to my standards.
You lost me.
Basically, he's got a friend with a benefit right now.
No, there's no benefit.
Oh, you lost that?
Hence, we're friends.
The last time
that
you and I
spoke. But to her, we're more than friends.
She says that you're more than friends?
Yeah, she believes
this. Yeah, that's a little ambiguous. I would nix that in the bud. Either you're dating her or she's just your friend.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Oh, no,
don't let her do that. That's
I flushed
fair.
It down the toilet. She's okay, good. I say what's up. You know, it can kiss my ass at this point.
Just don't be an a-hole about it, though.
See, that's what he was being when you and I were talking about it before. When you said, she just wanted to be friends, and I told her to F off, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. And that's when I thought you
learned how to
jerk.
Nip it in the bud like a gentleman.
Okay. Well, it's pretty nipped at this point.
Yeah. Good.
Which is good for me because I was getting sick of driving down 495, which is closed down every goddamn night, and having to MacGyver my way back home from all these weird little exits cutting through Fairfax and whatever they're doing to that highway better goddamn be worth what I've been put through.
I think it's like another 2 years away.
Oh, that's lovely then. F it. Okay, shall we get to Haiti? Because Veronica doesn't want to talk about all the sex she had with Green-Eyed Boy.
Oh my God.
What?
Seriously?
I'm glad you got some.
You know what?
It definitely helps the demeanor of the whole show.
Talk about Haiti. My little brother's there right now.
Really?
Why?
He's on the Comfort. He's a corpsman on the Comfort.
Really? Okay.
Good for him.
So, yeah, the whole thing is they had this devastating quake that just totaled everything, but the island was a toilet to begin with, so you don't really know what was busted before.
It wasn't that bad. At least the major capital that got rocked seemed to look pretty attractive in the pictures I saw for the before shots.
Yeah, I think from above it looks nice. If you're at street level, it's an ungodly hell on Earth. But is it just me? Like, am I so in my own world that if it didn't happen in Fairfax, VA, I don't care all that much?
Oh, my God. You're one of those.
I don't.
Seriously?
Look, I don't feel, like, active scorn. I feel bad for these people. It's just, it's not lingering in my thoughts, like, whatsoever. Like, I think more about wanting to eat Chipotle after the show than what's going on right there. It hasn't kept me up at night.
I have mixed emotions about it. I kind of lean a little bit towards the way you feel about it, but at the same time, like, I'm paying attention and, like, I care.
Yeah, you know? I'm not saying it, like, in a shock jockey way. It's just, it doesn't have an impact on me whatsoever. I can't care.
But, I mean, really, how can it? You're not there. You don't know anybody
there.
You can't help
in
any way
part
except
Haitian.
Donate Haiti or text Haiti to your phone. I mean, really. So you're kind of removed from reality, but as long as you have some compassion towards them and what they're going through, you're not devil's spawn.
Okay, thank you. That's how
you're
I feel. I feel bad. Actually, I felt bad until the roving gangs of marauders appeared. And now I think that we should just send Mel Gibson and reenact Mad Max.
Oh, my God.
That's just my plot right there.
Did you hear what, what's his name? The guy from Venezuela. Or Venezuela.
Hugo Chavez?
Yeah, did you hear what he said?
No.
Oh, he said that the U.S. did it. He said that we have this earthquake machine.
Really?
We tested it on Haiti. I swear to God, it was on
So as Barack Obama fired the earthquake ray, was he like stroking a cat in his lap?
A little bald cat.
Okay. Wow.
Called Joe Biden.
God, that is, yeah.
Sorry.
That is the,
wah, wah, wah.
Shut up.
That was pretty lame.
That is the craziest S I've ever heard. And I usually believe most conspiracies, but God, if we had an earthquake ray, why would we take out that little toilet of a country?
Oh, to prepare for what we're going to do to Iran, apparently.
I'd rather hit North Korea first.
Yeah. I don't know. Why wouldn't we blow up Key West? I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. I don't get it. So we test it on another landmass.
Yeah. Okay.
Did anybody actually watch the telethon or whatever last night?
No.
My mom kind of had it going, and I was, like, washing up to head out. I saw Springsteen. She was screaming that all the girls sucked ass, apparently, but all the guys brought it.
Why would you air a telethon like that when you're trying to attract as many viewers as possible to make donations?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you air it on a Friday when no one's watching TV?
Good point.
Like, what's the point of that? If you're really going to do something to have impact, air it on Thursday when everyone's watching TV. Freaking
who's watching TV on a Thursday?
I think all the people that
all the girls who are watching Grey's Anatomy or The Office.
Okay,
or
do you think I'm going to not watch Grey's to watch that? No.
No, I'm saying you surround it around some of the actual shows. That way you get an audience.
I suppose.
Maybe it's the first day they could pull it together. I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that. I just know it's put on by my man Clooney, my hero.
The other thing is, and if you really think about
it,
most of the people who are going to donate probably within the first few days actually did donate their $10.
Oh, yeah,
$5.
The texting thing was brilliant, although
it didn't
sucker me one bit, not falling for that. But I think that's one of the best ways to collect money I've ever heard of.
The only real two organizations that are even worth donating to are the American Red Cross and What's the other? It's the one that Angelina and Brad are really involved with.
There's a third one, Joel. I'm very happy you brought that up, actually. And it is a charity I've started in the past few weeks. I was moved enough by the Plight of the Haitians to start this. And it's called the Human Fund. And the Human Fund is collecting checks. You make them out to me. Please stop laughing. It is a real charity. You can look it up. Just Google the words The Human Fund. You will find me.
Yeah.
But if you did want to send any amount of money to Haiti, just make the checks payable to John Papa Giorgio. And the address is 2929 Eskridge Road, Suite S, Fairfax, VA, 22031.
You're going to burn in hell.
Again, that is a check to The Human Fund made out payable to John Papa Giorgio, sent to 2929 Eskridge Road, Suite S, Fairfax, VA, 22031.
I'm going to wipe my ass with it first, and then I'll send it to you.
I would take that. I would take that money, as long as there wasn't something visibly squishy when I opened the letter.
Oh, my God, you're disgusting.
If it had reached crust state, we're okay. All right. Again, you're listening to Papa's Basement. If you want to call in, for any reason, you want to get in on this action, you could call it 703-560-TALK. Veronica, do you really just have the mic against your forehead?
Yeah.
You look like a pouting kid who fell asleep. I don't even know what's going on over there.
I rearranged my entire house today. I am so tired.
Okay.
And I hurt.
Did you need a massage? Is that going to be the closing bit of the show?
Well, that's later.
An adult massage?
Not from you.
What?
No.
I'm good.
I'm sorry.
Fine.
No.
Okay, the next big story, it's been going on for a couple weeks, but again, you guys were gone last week, and I had to make do with Rich Killiam, and we had the magic power hour.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
It was the magic half hour because you guys were late.
We were late.
And it's like you guys couldn't even stay. Your show last week seemed like one big run-on sentence.
I have to listen to it now.
I think every week it's like that.
No, at least we actually have segments at times here. Okay. Last week was one big run-on sentence.
The other big story, I would say this is below the Haiti quake, but above most other things, is the way NBC has dicked over Audible Yawn on air.
Because does anybody care?
Dicked over.
Seriously?
Conan. What? Conan
dicked
O'Brien.
Over $45 million is not being dicked over. I'm sorry.
Thanks for
Seriously?
Just eviscerating the heart of my 5-minute explanation.
Seriously.
Where I was going to go on about how I felt bad for him at first until he got the money.
Okay,
and then I wanted
really?
To say F you.
Yeah. You guys are missing one major point, though. It was his childhood
dream. A dream. No, he still got screwed. I'm just saying, can you ever be mad? And again, I'm going to explain. They pushed him to 11:35. Conan finally got to take over the Tonight Show. Jay Leno vacates that slot, takes over at 10 p.m. NBC is trying a new kind of variety show type thing, which I don't think's ever been done in primetime that late, or at least in this era.
Did you ever watch Jay Leno's show one time?
No.
I watched it one time for maybe 10 minutes. It was pretty much the exact same thing as he had on The Tonight Show, minus, I think the monologue was shorter. And, he still had, headlines and some of his other unfunny bits that he did. And for the most part, it's...
I'll acknowledge Letterman's better. Find him unwatchable. Find Leno unwatchable. I haven't liked Conan since Andy left. I loved Conan when I was a little kid and I was getting high all the damn time. And I watched him then.
I wish I'd hung out with you then.
And he
Wasn't
had,
Leno
pimp
the
pot.
Dorito guy?
Yeah, good pull. And he had a movie that he did with Mr. Miyagi where they were both cops, I think.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he's a class act. He is not a whore whatsoever.
The Dorito guy.
And he has that car hanger full of cars.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Airplane hanger full of cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a figure I can identify with in any way whatsoever. His ugly skunk hair and his
so
gross wife, Mavis. Yeah.
And his chin that looks like it's his own zip code.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about chins, Heidi.
Okay, that's actually
God.
On the list. That's actually on the list. Patience, Grasshopper, patience. But, so Conan gets totally screwed because Leno's lead-in ratings are beyond awful. Well below what NBC predicted, slightly above what they considered the true failure threshold for the show. He was barely pulling above... on the bar graph, it says abortion. Abortion here. And why are you sighing now?
Because.
Because what?
You're just horrible.
I'm horrible?
Yes. Continue. Go ahead.
No. We'll jump out of this if it's
no,
that.
No, continue.
If it's that damn horrible. I was just giving background.
Just your choice of words sometimes.
Oh, the Gagorshin word.
Yes.
Shmushmorshin.
Shmushmorshin.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I could use a little positive
you
reinforcement.
Know what? I want another girl on the show.
We can get the one I'm friends with. She could be on the show.
We can get the one I'm friends with.
Yeah, the one that I'm special friends with. The one that I'm former sex friends with. Oh,
you know, okay. Next time Kim comes down, have her come on the show.
I will, next time she's here.
Okay. Can I finish with the Conan bit?
By all means.
As I try to work in the words TF and rape and abortion and butt sex. I will work all that into a tapestry to describe the situation. Would that make you happy?
No.
Actually, do we really need to recap the situation when we all kind of know what happened, truthfully?
No, we don't. I'd like to give background. It eats time, which is a very, very important thing on a radio show.
It's somewhat true.
Okay.
Of course, we could use more of that time for talking football.
Ugh, God, continue with Conan,
dude,
if I
could collapse time, if I could just sleep for 24 hours, don't even start me. Don't even start me. This is like Christmas coming up tomorrow.
Oh, I know. Well, it's actually Christmas Eve because the real Christmas is the Super Bowl.
You know, I'm not as excited for the Super Bowl as I am for tomorrow. I don't know what it is. I completely blow my wad on conference championships.
You need to find somewhere or some way to have a good time. First of all, if you're going to make anything fun, gambling needs to be involved.
This is true.
I've already got – oh, I'm so ready.
Okay.
All my
okay.
prop bets. Whew, it's gonna be fun.
All right. Let's finish up Conan. So – Joel, do you feel bad at all? Because as you brought up, Conan got boned by Leno, then gets boned by the network. But, you know, they take away his childhood dream of the Tonight Show.
At this point...
Gets paid like crazy.
With the way everything unfolded, you kind of, at this point, you've moved on. Well, not that I really got emotional into it, but the people who did, mm-hmm. which was way more than I ever expected. At this point, you kind of need to move on from the emotion part and just be like, look, it happened. He still had a great run, a great opportunity. S happens, he's getting paid up the wazoo, his staff's getting paid.
It's the best way S has ever hit the fan for anybody. He's like a comedy martyr now. Everyone loves him.
Oh, and the truth of the matter is what'll be real interesting is come really from February through September when Leno is back on doing the show,
mm-hmm.
will he actually bring in the ratings he brought in beforehand? And what's NBC going to do at 10 o'clock? Are they going to actually start producing a bunch of dramas?
Oh, yeah, they're immediately bringing back their dramas.
So it's really going to be curious to see what happens ratings-wise and everything else to see whether it was actually worth it or not. And then when assuming Conan goes to Fox or does something else at 11 o'clock to compete with, you know, Leno, Letterman, et cetera, come September when he's allowed to, that'll be interesting.
Just laughing at Veronica.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Just yawning. What subject can we do to bring you into this show?
I think we need to move on to Heidi, apparently.
I don't know.
Do you want to? She won't even get hyped about Heidi.
No.
She just got winded. Like,
all right, what will you get hyped about?
Yeah, this is usually explained by you getting like banged out the night before, but you were porking that guy last
week.
Oh, my
God. Shut up.
What's the excuse here? Was there sex last night, too? Are there two green-eyed boys?
Maybe we should take her phones away.
I'm not even looking at my phone.
No, they at least keep her awake, for God's sake.
I know, I'm just sleepy.
She was getting laid.
Oh my God, shut up. Even I'll defend her. She was apparently cleaning her house or whatever. I'm tired. I went to the gym. I just got back from the gym.
I moved couches and...
I'm sure you moved a mattress, too. I mean...
I hate you.
you
wish I'd move your mattress.
Why aren't you being open about getting some two times in 1 week?
What are you talking about?
I'm sure you got some in Michigan, and I'm sure you're tired right now because you're getting some more here.
No. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't do that.
Oh, God. Now you're really just laying it on. The instant I turn on the mic, you're going to be like, I got so effed last night.
No, I will not.
I got so pounded.
You are so wrong. God, I hope my uncles
Veronica,
do not ever
Veronica
hear this
sounds
show.
Like Gilbert Gottfried once the mics come up. I got so donged.
My Uncle Jerry.
It was huge.
Sorry, Uncle Jerry.
Okay, well, what would you like to talk about? Let's get back to the point here.
I don't know. I don't have anything to
talk
about.
How do you feel about Conan?
I don't care. $45 million.
Okay, that's how you feel,
then. Suck on that. I don't care.
He got paid. To you,
yeah,
it's cool. He got paid.
I wouldn't care if they gave him nothing. Next. Who cares?
Okay, well, the next is for the guys. You get to sit quietly for another 5 minutes.
Are you going to talk about sports?
No, we're going to talk about the jugs on Christina Hendricks.
Who Who the hell is Christina?
She's on like Mad Men or something. I don't even know if that's her name. She's just the redhead with huge, huge boobs.
And a really thin body to go with it. And it just looks unusual.
Oh, okay. It looks like walking perfection.
You know what, though? I have to be really honest.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Really?
I mean, granted, yes, I would obviously sleep with her if I had the opportunity. But in all honesty, there's so many other girls that I find way more attractive. Yeah, I know her jugs should have their own zip codes, but the bottom line is they're too bleeping big. They're going to be saggy within a couple years.
Why do you guys care so much about boobs?
Because we don't have them.
Well, I mean, I don't have a big nail either, but I'm not too obsessed with those.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. She's just
boobs are great. You can stare at them all effing day, like you. In public, I can't look at a vag. I can't eye someone's vag through their pants, but their jugs I can see through a shirt all day.
It's either boobs or ass.
Yeah.
That's all you can really check out.
Ass is not a bad consolation.
Well, ass slash legs. That's, you know.
Here. Come over here. Did you see the Golden Globe pictures?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, the big story of the Golden Globes. I don't care who won. Probably Tina Fey and 30 Rock and, Grey's Anatomy, maybe.
Who cares?
Who gives an S? But Christina Hendricks came out. And this is like the third award show in a row where she's just had like whore red lipstick on and the bright red hair. And she looks like pasty as a vampire, which I'm kind of cool with, actually.
She's wearing like a yellowish dress or something.
Yeah. And I mean, her jugs are like up to her shoulder blades, dude. They're insane.
Yeah, they're huge.
Just Google the words Christina Hendricks Golden Globe so you can join in. Veronica, I love you. I'm going to give you a back rub in 5 minutes because you're so tired. On air.
I'm not tired.
You're still getting the rub. You can't dodge it while you're in the studio.
It could become the Joel Goldstein Sports Hour.
Yeah. Oh, God. There.
Please
so
no.
Wake up in case that goes down.
Please no.
Here, Joel, walk around. Have you seen her now fiancé? Have been the boyfriend?
No. I haven't seen.
Walk around. Take
you know,
a look.
Maybe I have. I still remember. Hang on.
I'm not going to invite Veronica because apparently she needs her own 5 minutes at the end of the show called I Don't Give an S. The I Don't Give an S 5 minutes with Veronica Johnson. Look at that. I mean, don't get me wrong, she kind of looks like Willow in this picture.
She weighs more than him.
Yeah, look at this little douche. He plays, he's one of the freaked out guys who gets pulled over at the beginning of Super Troopers, and he plays a retard in The Ringer.
Oh, that's him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, I know who you're talking about, that guy.
That sleazy little fruit.
Snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Yeah, he's banging that. Where's the justice in this world?
Wow.
Where's the justice in this world?
Like, her boobs weigh twice as much as he does.
Yeah, like a classy NFL linebacker or Gerard Butler in his 300 cape should be getting a bang that.
I love him.
I know you do.
We do.
And instead, it's that skinny little piece of ass. There's no justice. There's no justice. You know what? Just to spite Veronica, we're going to cut to football now.
Actually, no. I finally figured out something for Veronica that may interest her.
Okay.
So
I like that we can't have a show. This has instead become us entertaining Veronica.
I know.
For an hour.
It's horrible,
hey,
but it's what it comes down to. Okay. So on the drive home back from Tidewater when I was out of town last weekend,
okay.
I was playing the Mary F. Kill game.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously there were some that were tough to figure out, some that were just funny and stupid.
I kill Veronica every time. Go on.
I don't know what this is.
You've never played Mary F. Kill?
You name three people. No. One of them you'd marry. One of them you'd F, but you wouldn't marry. And one of them you'd just straight up kill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is like throw the man off the roof.
Okay.
What a Queenie Girls version of it. Throw the man off the roof.
No. It was the only way that we survived musicology. That was an hour and 15 minutes of pure hell. So we played this little game and we'd put different guys down in the class or celebrities or guys around campus.
Yeah, but girls probably like pick three good-looking guys. Right?
Well, depending on how much you liked your friend.
Yeah, no. With guys, it's so much
guys.
Funnier
it
if it's gross, gross people. Like, I'll throw one to Joel right now. I won't say Bea Arthur as she currently is. We'll go with Rue McClanahan,
what?
Oprah, and Rosie O'Donnell.
Kill Rosie. Rue, and who's my other choice? Oprah?
Oprah.
I'm going to have to marry Oprah and F Rue McClanahan.
Okay,
that's
there we go.
Smart man.
There you go. You get the hot slut from Golden Girls, you get Oprah's money, and you get to kill Rosie O'Donnell. He played that perfectly.
Exactly.
That is how I would have.
That's how the game is played.
Yeah. I'm sure with her, it's like, would you like McDreamy, McSteamy, or Denzel Washington?
Well, Denzel's dead. No. Married, Steamy.
Okay,
and
little
I
Miss Lynch-a-lot.
And I bang the shit out of her. What's his name?
All right, so the one I was going to throw at you.
I like how the black guy's dead instantly. Denzel's dead.
Dude, it's McSteamy, McDreamy. Come on.
I don't even know who those two are. I just
saw him. Are you serious? Eric Dane and Patrick. What's his last name?
Like, I thought it was the same person until I saw some preview for a movie with a girl. And she's like, oh my God, that movie has McDreamy and McSteamy.
Valentine's Day. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh God.
I love them.
When's there a porn star is going to go by the name of McCreamy? then I'm laughing.
Oh my God. That is genius.
That's good.
That is actually a good idea.
All right, so we're playing F, Marry, Kill.
All right, Justin, Shane, Veronica. Let's go with Bradley Cooper, Ryan Reynolds, and Gerard Butler. Marry, F, Kill.
Oh my God, no, I can't. I love them all.
You have to pick.
No.
Come on, let's hear the thought process. We want to engage you in the show.
It's or we could just make her think about it for a while. We just kind of move on.
No, I would have to kill Gerard Butler.
Really?
But, yeah. Because okay. I would have to marry Bradley Cooper.
You have to marry Bradley Cooper.
So then you're effing Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yes, I am.
Even though it's been Alanis Morissette-ed.
Hey, I'm married to Bradley Cooper. Who cares?
Okay. And you're banging that on the side. We have to give her like three brothers. Then I'm laughing. Or like two brothers and Scarface from Half-Baked. God, yeah. We can't give her a white out in one of these F, Marry, Kills. Hold on. We're going to give you – have you seen Half-Baked?
No.
Damn.
I mean, if we're going to go with the brothers, we should probably go something like Taye Diggs.
Okay, Taye Diggs.
I'm thinking...
Anthony Anderson? No. What if he gives really mean oral, though? Taye Diggs.
I'm trying to think of all the movies. God. I mean, I guess Denzel, right?
Luis Guzman.
Who is that?
No. And maybe like LL?
Don Cheadle, maybe?
No, LL Cool J.
Don Cheadle's a class. Okay, LL, Taye Diggs, and...
Denzel.
And Denzel. Oh, okay.
Denzel's dead.
Okay.
And then who are the other two?
LL and Taye Diggs.
Ooh. Okay, I'd marry Taye Diggs, and yeah.
Why is LL getting the ring?
I've already figured out. She needs somebody with more muscles than Denzel. That made it too easy for her.
He's old.
He's just old.
They have to be young with muscles.
They need to be able to move her mattress. Okay. God, let's come up with one more. Can we even come up? I can't even come up with three non-disgusting Latin stars. Like, I keep thinking Luis Guzman, George Lopez, and, like, Carlos Mencia.
Oh, God.
I love Carlos Mencia. He's on tour right now. I have to see him.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Did he actually write his own material?
I felt bad that I was boring you on the show until you said you loved the comedy of Carlos Mencia. And now I know that just means I'm hilarious if I'm boring you. If you're into Carlos Mencia, that's like... me being judged by someone who's like, you know who really had some good ideas? Hitler.
Oh, my God, suddenly, shut up.
You know what? Suddenly I feel
like
right
Carlos.
On track.
He's horrible.
No, he's not.
He's so unfunny.
He's not funny.
And he's one of the most blatant thieves in all of comedy.
Oh,
there's
like
literally,
him.
I think Joe Rogan has dedicated his life to putting YouTube clips of comedians performing their bit next to Mencia stealing and performing his, you know, their bit.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
I don't care. I still like Carlos Mencia.
Okay, so Carlos is going to get married. Then who do you F and who do you kill?
I don't know who the other two are.
George Lopez and Luis Guzman.
Who's Luis Guzman?
See, you got to pick out people she knows.
He's the fat Spanish guy from Boogie Nights.
Yeah, I'll kill them both, thanks.
Oh, wow. You sure none can do any lawn work?
Nope.
Okay.
All right, I'm bored with the game now. Let's move on.
Okay, we've got football. We've got Chris... Brown posing next to a guy who's got bruises all over his face. It kind of recalls the Rihanna thing. Just a funny 2-minute bit wanted to throw out there.
Well, we're not going into Heidi Montag anymore?
We have Heidi as well. I just wanted to throw Chris out there because it's a quickie. If you guys wanted to come around and take a look at this and see if you're offended by this picture. He took a picture with a fashion designer. The fashion designer's quote-unquote theme was, it's warrior fashion. And so there's a picture of the designer, like, all bloodied. Right next to a smiling Chris Brown. And it's just kind of weird and not the wisest thing in light of the whole Rihanna.
I'm indifferent.
You don't care. I think Chris Brown must be mildly retarded. Love his music. He's dumb.
You love his music?
I love With He's You, good. At least. Yeah, I thought it was pretty decent.
He's a
decent.
Talented guy, and he was a writer before he became famous himself.
Really?
He's a talented kid, yeah.
Well,
he talented kid. He might have the best judgment in the world.
I'm glad you used that word instead of boy. Racist. Go on.
What are you talking about?
Oh, whatever. Whatever, Klansman V.
Just because I won't date your Greek short
I know
ass,
how your agenda how your agenda goes.
You're just bitter.
I don't understand how this guy has any fans anymore, truthfully. I mean, the guy beat the S out of Rihanna. And
well, how does Michael Vick have any friends anymore?
Those are just dogs. They eat them in other countries.
Whatever.
You know,
whatever.
That's actually kind of got some truth to it, sadly. But back to Chris Brown. I was driving around Norfolk, and on the radio, Chris Brown came on one of the, like, you know, sort of like Hot 99.5
One of the urban,
stations.
Quote-unquote, stations?
No, no. It was one of the pop ones, you know? Like, we have, like, 99.5 in this area or
oh,
whatever.
Okay, so it's top 40.
Yeah, same
Not
thing.
Urban in the same sense. Veronica won't date any urban people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Shut up. Why do you keep saying that?
It just amuses me.
Anyways, so you know,
from yawning.
The song comes on the air, and it's not good at all. And I'm just sitting there thinking, why is like one of those teeny bopper pop, you know, top 40 stations playing a Chris Brown song on the air? And why is he even making this kind of music anyway? Shouldn't he be like pulling an R.
Like
Kelly?
A hardcore gangster rapper
well,
now?
No. He should pull an R. Kelly and like – acknowledge the fact that, yeah, I'm a D-bag and I'm disgusting and sort of run with that and like kind of like...
And then release the greatest song on earth, Trapped in the Closet 1 through 40.
Oh, God.
I remember one time I came home drunk to that and they played the entire video on IFC and it was like 90 minutes. And I was just shocked. It was so good.
I mean, the truth of the matter is Chris Brown's lost all his fan base except for probably the urban fan base, if you really think about it. I mean,
Black people love to forgive. That's why I love
general,
him.
General America does not like him.
White America is against him. Black America's fine. They don't really care.
That's, I don't think that's necessarily true.
It's pretty close.
I'm pretty indifferent when it comes to him. I don't hate him. I don't love him.
I still forgive him. But I don't think OJ did it. So there you go.
You're an idiot.
You know how I go. No, he did it. He did it. But Michael Jackson was innocent. Just saying. I'm only part brother on these things. Michael Jackson was innocent. OJ guilty. So saith the John. Okay, so we got Heidi Montag. Montag?
Whatever, who cares?
Who cares? Heidi Pratt?
Heidi Pratt, whatever.
You know...
For those playing along at home, just want to introduce everyone again. This is Papa's Basement, John Papa Giorgio. Joel, say hi again.
Hola.
Why do you keep doing this?
Because every so often you gotta... You know, people might flick the dial to this show. I gotta pretend we're on air and the show isn't a horrible... Can't say abortion.
This is very new for you.
Isn't a horrible Haitian earthquake? So, Veronica.
Hi.
There we go. Calling it 703-560-TALK. Now that I've killed all momentum.
Yes.
Back to Heidi Montag. And her genesis is what? The Hills?
Yes.
I never watched The Hills. It was, what, a make-believe show about three little twats in the hills?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Don't care about them. Want them to die. And... She's made an industry of it, and I guess the big issue is she went under, what, 10 procedures in one day recently?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had work done before that.
She had tons of work done before.
She had a boob job done before. I don't know that she had anything else.
Oh, she definitely had the chin shaved down.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
part of the 10.
Bitch looked like Rocky Dennis before.
Well, if you look at her, and I saw pictures of, like early Hills, and then she had work done. And
did you see? Yeah, it was like and a then, 10 click-through pictures, and it was kind of...
And now, do you ever, and not that... I've only caught seconds of this only because, you know, I hang out with girls. Have mm-hmm. you ever watched one of those Real Housewives shows at all?
I love that show.
Yeah.
The Orange County.
They're horrible. But the women on those shows, which are – they're all like, you know, about 40 or whatever for mm-hmm. the most part. Heidi looks like one of them except she's in her 20s and these
in
women are
in her current
like,
state? Because for my money, there's three phases of Heidi. There's the initial Hills where she had a big chin but she looked like a real person.
And she's flat and whatever.
She's
yeah.
just a pretty girl.
She got implants as phase two, and she did get the chin shaved down.
Well,
chin didn't come until 9 weeks ago.
Face,
they even talk about it in People.
Phase two was
something
decent.
Was done to her face. Yeah, I'd have
she had a nose job.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I'd have porked the hell out of her in phase two. I'd have done her in phase one. Who are we to put
who
on airs
kidding?
On this show? Yeah, I'd have done her twice. She could have just banged Spencer. I don't care. And, she then goes under 10 surgeries. And, I mean, it's easy to laugh, I suppose, because she's famous. But do you ever think, like, she's actually a real person and she must be mentally ill or something, too?
Yes.
That kind of.
I think she's letting the industry control a little too much of her life.
And that guy.
Well, yeah, him too.
Who, her queen of a husband?
I don't know. I feel like she paid a lot of money to look like Paris Hilton. I mean, doesn't she, with her chin now?
At least Paris Hilton actually kind of looks like her age. Heidi looks like she's 40.
I don't think she looks 40.
She doesn't look old to me. She just looks like the blandest, most generic.
Yep.
Like, take me from what I was to.
And turn me into a Barbie doll.
Yes. Yeah, turn me into any other playmate.
Of perfection.
Yeah, which doesn't do it for me. And again, I'm not going to. Like, I'd do her, but I'd have done her before. What are we pointing at?
Joel on his phone.
Oh, Joel's been bringing it otherwise, even if we can't talk about him frosting donuts on air.
Yeah, why can't we talk about him and the girl that he was hooking up with last week?
How come
it's always me on blast? That's bull.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Joel
was driving down to Tidewater Region to help a relative who had just had surgery. Thank you.
Right.
No, I went down to hang out with
Hiram Goldstein. If you're listening, call in right now.
I went down to hang out with one of my best friends from high school, one of my best friends from college. They both have 1 month and a 9 month old, respectively. So I was hanging out with them, and that was it.
See, he was hanging out with young children, perfectly innocent.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Totally easy explanation here. Why did you have to go and
trying to blow up my spot?
Whatever. Yeah. This whole boys' club thing is a bunch of bull.
It's not a boys' club.
Mm-hmm.
It's Papa's basement.
John puts his out there all the time.
Oh, yeah. I put mine out there to the point that I get yelled at.
Why don't you ever put yours out there? I don't have a choice.
Well, you do. You just shut down. You turn into a friggin' armadillo on the air, and we're trying to poke you with a stick, get to the meaty nuggets. We get nothing, so then we turn away. And then I have to talk about my horrible sex life or lack thereof. And then everyone I have hooked up with bitches at me the whole week going, why'd you talk about that? Who's this other person you talked about?
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to get that call at 4 o'clock here also, by the way.
You'll be fine. No guy is going to blow up his spot. If I were listening to some girl I banged and she talked about banging another guy, you know what? I'd say, hey, thanks for banging me in the first place. Let's do it again sometime. I keeps it real.
Yes, you do.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Unless, are there any rings on your finger we don't know about? Are you dating either of these gentlemen?
Nope.
Okay. They can toss you back and forth like a beer pong then. Doesn't matter.
Seriously?
What? Yeah. Beer pong, happy, fun connotation. Nothing negative there. Okay. Football. Go Saints. I spit on the Saints. That's the only
thing.
Screw
you. They're going to win.
That's the only thing I can figure out here is I'm rooting against the Saints.
Why?
You're an idiot if you're rooting against the Saints.
Yeah. Why? They're going all the way, dude.
No.
Yeah, they are.
Favre.
Ignore the fact that she's biased, and let's ignore the fact you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I like Joel today.
The Saints are America's team right now. They had Hurricane Katrina wipe out the entire city, force all these people into this squalid stadium that was falling apart.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not root for the Saints?
Brett Favre.
You're rooting for Brett Favre?
Dude, Brett Favre is like, I love Brett Favre. If I were a woman, I'd want to marry Brett Favre.
He's a diva.
Or Kurt Warner. I like the gray-bearded quarterback. It's quietly reassuring. Or Captain Picard,
That's like rooting for like Barbra Streisand or Mariah Carey or any of these other diva women.
Hey, the butterfly and Babs get respected on this show.
No, they do not. You cannot logically root for Brett Favre unless you actually live in Minnesota right now or you're a moron. I'm sorry.
No, I love him for just getting paid and doing what he loves.
Yeah, it's been shoved down America's throat for the last 3 to 4 years. He's doing what he loves. He has so much fun.
I think he's great. I think he steps away and he realizes he can't give up the game. Have you ever watched The Hurt Locker?
No, but I know it's
about a bomb expert.
Is he going to be a Lifetime movie in a few years?
No, he's addicted to the adrenaline rush of blowing up bombs. And he comes home and he's like shopping with his wife, buying cereal. He's playing with his little kid and he's like, F this. And he goes right back to Iraq, blows up more bombs. Same with Brett Favre, man. He goes back to that farm. He plays with a goat. He looks at his daughters. He's like, here's my wife, Dina. Banged her a couple thousand times. Okay, bring me back. I got total respect for the guy. He's found what he loves what he's put here to do in life.
All right, let's correlate this. Do you root for Alex Rodriguez at all?
I have nothing against A-Rod. I'm a Yankees fan.
Oh, that's right. So you're biased. Never mind. All right. Who's a diva that you would hate?
Baseball diva Curt Schilling, that bag of S. Look at my bloody sock.
Same concept.
Yeah.
He's a diva. Brett Favre is a diva. They want the attention. Me, 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 me.
Yeah, he doesn't give it. Two shits about what
he wants his.
Do you want to drop a little more profanity? Is this your ploy? You're just going to get the show pulled by the FCC?
Yeah, that's two or three times.
Yes, I'm sure the FCC is listening right now.
They are.
Whatever. Yeah. And I only said it once.
No, you talked about getting the ass banged out of you or something.
You did.
You said that.
When we were talking about, I think it was Mary F. Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Anyways, long story short. You cannot root for this guy. Like, you should not be logically rooting
for
Brett Favre.
I'll root for the rest of the team. I love Jared Allen and his ugly hair. I hate the Saints.
You're doing it just to spite me.
I hate the Saints. Ever since they screwed the Skins.
My
God. Are you serious?
Ever since they lucked past the Skins, I've really actively hated them.
Move on.
Okay.
I mean, the only teams worth rooting for are the Jets and the Saints. The Jets because... they're, like, old school. They've got this coach that just, like, says whatever's on his mind.
I do love the Jets because they're, like, a team out of 90. Like, I expect them to go to their locker room and just all smoke cigarettes.
I don't know about that. I mean, this isn't the 1970s and 80s, but, like...
No, I mean, they won't, but they have that kind of spirit where it's just, like, what's a pass play? And they just beat you and hurt you. They have an offensive line of all first picks.
Too bad they have no chance of winning.
They have nothing. They will do nothing in this game. And it sucks. You know why? Because of my mom's stupid little bracket, which we had been winning up until last week, where I picked San Diego to win the whole goddamn thing.
You're an idiot.
Dude, who picked the MF and Jets to beat San Diego?
I had him outright. Thank you.
Okay.
Ship it.
All right. Okay. Thanks for helping me last week, Jimmy the Greek.
I was out of town, sir. You could have called me. I have a phone. You have a phone. Use it.
I had to get the bracket in a couple weeks ago.
You're a dummy.
Mm.
The Jets match up.
Did you pick the other three correctly?
For the... last week?
Yeah.
I missed on the Cowboys. I got the other three right.
I picked all three, and then I'm walking in. I'm like, I got the hard ones, San Diego and Jets. This is the gimme. And as I'm driving into XM, I'm like, San Diego's going to lose this.
Are you talking about on the spread or just straight up?
Just straight.
Oh, I'm talking about the spread.
Straight picks. Who picked Jets as a straight pick over San Diego? And Veronica's grabbing a pen now. And
I thought she's about to stab herself.
I thought she's going to put out her eyes. Yeah.
I considered
like
that.
Like Oedipus.
I really did consider that.
Okay. We'll make it short and sweet. Let's do a few quick picks. Joel, what do you have from this point toward through the Super Bowl?
All right. The Colts are a lock to win this week and cover the spread.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
They're at home. Yes, I know Revis can cover Wayne.
We got a caller. This will be exciting. Sarcasm. Hi, caller.
Hey, John, it's Howard.
Hey, what's up, Howie? Hello? Why isn't this feeding? Howard? Howie? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, man.
Okay, what's up, man?
I heard the discussion about who you want to win this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I think you're right. I think it's got to be the Vikings playing the Colts.
I think it's Vikings playing the Colts, yeah. And I think probably, in that scenario, who do you guys pick as a winner, actually?
In that game?
Yeah, if it is Vikings-Colts, who do you think pulls that out?
Colts in a landslide.
Really?
Yes. The Vikings cannot
match up. I haven't
thought
that far ahead.
Okay.
Vikings cannot match up against the Colts. They're too fast.
Hmm.
I mean, and the thing is the Vikings, the only way they would win that game is if they actually ran the ball down the Colts' throat, and the problem is they don't do that anymore. They're just like, it's the Brett Favre show now.
Well, that's kind of – isn't that the theory of what their game plan is going to be against the Saints anyhow?
Yeah, but it's going to be a big backfire because the Saints actually are healthy now at cornerback, and they're going to shut down Sidney Rice, and they're going to shut down Bernard Berrian.
Okay.
It's that simple.
What you got, Howie?
I don't think it's that simple. I don't think they can shut both those guys down at the same time. And the running back match is probably going to be the difference in the game.
But that's the thing. Is the Vikings, if they're going to win against the Saints, they need to run the ball, and they just kind of give it up on it. John, you're disgusting.
He's trying to keep Veronica
away.
He's
going to lose me in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
No, the Vikings, if they're going to win this game, they're going to have to run the ball. And quite honestly, they haven't been. Their offensive line's been banged up. Defensively, they've got two guys who haven't even practiced all week. Ray Edwards hasn't practiced. Kevin Williams hasn't practiced. Percy Harvin's had migraines, and God only knows how effective he'll be. I would not trust the Vikings on the road.
I feel,
where they've been horrible all year.
I feel bad for Percy Harvin just because all week on ProFootballTalk.com, I've been reading Percy Harvin as a migraine. He sounds like a woman with a period or something.
He's had this problem all.
So embarrassing.
He's had this problem all season. He's actually missed a game or two because of it.
Really?
Yeah.
But all right, this is why I think everybody should want to see the Vikings versus Colts, regardless of what will actually happen.
Oh, it's
everybody
Favre
wants
Manning.
To see Favre versus Manning. It's the only thing worth remembering from this year.
Like, oh,
it'd be
cares?
Insane. It'd be great.
It would be insane. It would be insane and nauseous all at the same time, simply because it's the all Brett Favre shoved down your throat all week long. And the sad part is I'd actually have to root for Peyton Manning simply because of that. And no one ever wants to root for Peyton Manning. I don't care how nice he is, and I don't care if he makes great commercials. You don't really want to root for Peyton Manning.
I root for him, even though he's kind of like an elite quarterback.
I mean, rooting for Peyton Manning is like rooting for either like Duke or the Yankees or any other – or the IRS or whatever you want to call
it. I find rooting for the Pats like that. I find rooting for the Pats and the Cowboys despicable. Short of that, you can root for pretty much anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like John isn't just rooting for the Vikings. He's rooting against the Saints.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you would enjoy watching Saints fans cry.
Yeah, I want to see them wronged, and also Reggie Bush bangs Kim Kardashian.
But,
which just...
but here's the thing.
John's just jealous
out of the four teams that are left right now, with the exception of the Colts, the other three teams have had some of the biggest suffering fan bases out of all the teams in the NFL.
No, that's how I feel, too. You've got, like, three teams that can really make a boo-hoo-hoo case for let us into the Super Bowl. I mean, it's like, what, Jets have been there once and won it?
The Jets won Super Bowl III with the Namath upset, but since then it's been nothing but just a crap fest for whatever,
and Saints
40
and
years.
Vikes haven't even been to it, or Vikes have been once and lost?
Okay, you're an idiot. You should never talk about sports. The Vikings went four times in the 1970s.
That's right.
Lost
They've
each
lost
game.
Them all. Well, okay, they don't have a win. Saints, I don't think, have ever been, right?
The Saints have never been. The Saints made it to their first NFC Championship back when they played the Bears and got their butts kicked, and that's when Reggie Bush destroyed Brian Urlacher and then did that dance in the end zone, and then the Bears beat the crap out
of
him.
Yeah. I remember that year. It was right after Katrina, right? And Sean Payton had his little retard kid carrying the flag.
That was the year.
And I wanted to see him trip.
you cannot root against – rooting against America's team is horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
And I'm not even a Saints fan, but they're America's team right now.
Okay. All right. Cut your veins and red, white, and blue streams out, Mr. America over here.
I'm really not Mr. America. I'm acknowledging the fact of what they are.
Okay.
If you've ever watched a game with John where they show a child in the stands crying, like, pretty much guarantee that he wants to see that on the internet for tomorrow.
It's so true. It's so true.
The only time I ever laugh when people are crying in a sports event is in college. I remember when Maryland went down to UNC and beat UNC. And, like, there's these two girls just, like, crying their eyes out. It was awesome.
I love to hate. Oh, wait. We have a bell in the studio?
Wait. What is this?
Check it out.
Can I have that by me and ding whenever the sports stuff is going on too long?
You mean whenever the show is going well, swimmingly?
This is well?
This is great.
Really?
It's
yeah.
Good. It's good for me.
Because I'm sure our entire audience just took one big collective.
Our entire audience is Howard, and he's listening right now. There you
Kim's
go.
Kim's listening.
Hi, Kim.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'll let you all go to your other thing. But
there's no other thing,
Howard. One question for Veronica is Mary Bang Kill,
okay.
John, Joel, and Killiam.
Hey, wow. That's awesome.
Wow.
I want to see this.
I am well so played. Not answering
No,
this.
No, you have
oh,
to.
Oh, you have to.
You have to.
Oh, God.
The bell says so.
Absolutely not.
No, you have to.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely you do.
Nope.
That's a heck of a good question.
Yeah, that's the best thing that's
no
ever.
No way.
That's the greatest idea that's ever come across
come
the
on.
Show. It's not like we're going to judge
and
you
no
for
pop
it.
Out where you like... kill one of us with the corpse of the other or something. No.
Yeah, you know, you have to...
I'd have to kill Rich.
Okay.
Because I want to kill him half the time anyways.
There you go.
Okay.
And I'm so not picking between the two of you. Sorry.
No, you have to.
Yeah.
It's the game.
Who's getting married and who's getting some hot, wet effing?
Well, wouldn't the married one get hot?
Not
no,
necessarily.
You're married.
You're marrying.
Yeah.
You like them. You want to marry them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. No, I can't.
You have to.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
4 o'clock, time to go.
Who is it?
No.
Ew, God. That is not helping your case at all.
For the second time as I pull out my hairy belly.
Ew.
On air.
Ew, God.
What?
I can't pick.
You have to.
Yeah.
It's the game.
Why?
The audience demands it.
I'll lick a nipple if it'll seal the deal. Mine, not yours.
Nope.
You can't wish out on this.
Yeah.
Just like head.
No, fundamentals really... of improv. You build. You say yes and. You don't and go, you realize
that,
now,
and
now.
And you realize that neither one of us is going to care to the point where either one's going to be offended, so it's fine.
I'll have to cry in the car, but it's okay.
Oh, God. I won't.
Oh, my God. I'd have to marry one of you?
Yeah.
Oh. I stopped myself.
Okay.
No, no, no. You have to answer this.
Come on.
I'm not talking
on.
About anything else for the rest of the show until she answers.
Yeah. And I really have to piss, too.
Wow. I hope our audience likes the silence.
They're used to awkward silences.
And you know what? If we actually if we can get some females actually to come on this show, we can play Mary F. Kill between Veronica and them.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd kill Veronica every time.
All right.
Twice.
Fine.
Okay, we got
to marry you because you're the host of the show and I've known you forever.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And Joel would get some sweet, sweaty effing.
Hey, I can't believe Veronica wants to kill me.
Victoria wants to kill me.
The F is that?
Hi,
That's so cowardly.
Dude, I had to pick somebody and you're not here.
Exactly. That's why you picked me.
That's really your excuse?
Yes, that's my excuse. I don't care.
So you would have effed him if he was here?
Yeah, you probably would have
killed him
if he was here.
That's a case for being on the show, Rich.
Rich, you know I want to marry you. I just didn't want to tell the whole world.
Oh, listen to this whore.
What the hell?
She kills me and then she wants to marry me.
Oh, God.
Why aren't you here?
Because you want to kill me.
Oh, God. Okay. I think we go out on that note. Thank you, sir.
See, and that's the
Bye,
beauty.
Rich.
That's the beauty of Bye. Mary F. Kill.
It's a great game.
It's the best. Like, if you're on a car ride. And you need a game to play. It's an ideal game.
This is so not fair. I quit you guys.
You wish you knew how to quit me. Ta-da. What, we can't go out on a Brokeback reference?
Well, yeah, that works.
After I talked about loving Brett Favre, what's
it's
awkward
totally
about that?
Appropriate.
Okay. This was Papa's Basement.
This was painful.
Yeah. Sadly, another episode's coming next week. You cannot. We are inevitable like death and taxes, bitches. Veronica, thank you.
You're welcome.
Even though I'm apparently not getting any nookie when married to you.
Nope.
As
nope.
You dig into your nose.
I have my boy on the side.
Okay.
Hey.
Joel. Oh, God. That was the gayest thing I've ever heard. Hey. Joel, thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Rich, Howie, thank you both for doing some great work on the phones. And, again, hit www.inpapasbasement.com. I think we've covered our bases. And go Vikings.
I want to say something to you. I don't give a fuck about you. But I'm glad you came. I hope you had a good time. Listen, it's been fun. Thank you very much. Good night.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.